Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Jurors have acquitted an Iowa journalist who was pepper sprayed and arrested by the police while covering a protest. Critics have derided the case as an attack on press freedom and an abuse of prosecutorial discretion. A jury found Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Suhuri not guilty on misdemeanor charges of failure to disperse and interference with official acts. It also acquitted her former boyfriend Spencer Robnett of the same charges, which carried the threat of fines and even jail time. The verdict comes after a three-day trial in Des Moines. Well, Monday was the one-year anniversary of the first cases of COVID-19 being reported in the state. At her weekly news conference today, Governor Kim Reynolds said Iowa is about to hit another more positive milestone. Reynolds announced the 1 millionth Iowan will be vaccinated against the virus sometime in the next few days. Reynolds added that Iowa has administered more than 950,000 doses of the vaccine. That amounts to 27% of the population. 13% of Iowans have been fully vaccinated. On Monday, a top state health official said Iowa will open COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to Iowans under 65 with underlying conditions because some counties are moving quickly through their senior population when vaccinating. While getting scheduled for an appointment is still a challenge, Iowans 65 and older can now call 211 to talk with a vaccine navigator to get scheduled for a shot. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.